I do have a question, although I did not send it to you in writing. We have the opportunity.
No, but now we get into this was still on this issue. Do you have a contribution on this issue? If not, then we have the possibility to have other questions. So I'm starting on my left side.
You will be the last.
So let's go to the right. Okay.
Well, it's a question, but it's also sort of a recommendation, something I want to steer the executive board into. There is an article that I read from the Minister of Education that he wants. That she wants to include Dutch in the way that Dutch students should learn more Dutch, whether that's within the curriculum or outside the curriculum, that's also a decision to be thought of. What I know is that the response from the university was that since our education programs are in English, there is no reason for it to be considered within the program. As an international student, I think it's an excellent value addition that students are given the opportunity to learn Dutch, although a challenge is that it's very hard to do it in addition to your curriculum, because personally I have tried that and it's very hard to do it with the curriculum. My question, and it's also a sort of a recommendation to the board, is would you consider making a minor as a program which students can choose to do, which is based on intensive Dutch learning?
Let me first react in a general way and thereafter the rector in terms of the minor. What the minister actually has written is that it is preferable, and that's also a discussion that we've had in the University Council in previous meetings, that it's preferable that non-Dutch students also have the possibility, the opportunity to learn Dutch while we study here. And one of the reasons is because that also enhances the chances to better integrate, mingle, etc., etc., and in the end also therefore to stay after they have studied in the Netherlands. In the discussions that we have with the University Council, we have said we also feel that is important. So one of the things that was specifically added, also at the request of the University Council, in the gedragscode, as we have it, is that he also creates sufficient facilities within the UT to make sure that people can indeed do that. And as we speak, I think last week we had in the board a plan by the Language Center to precisely do that, to scale up, to make sure that indeed we can fulfill that promise. So that on a general level. What the minister is not saying, but it may be that you've seen a previous version of the letter, because she changed actually her policy there, is that the initial idea was to include Dutch always in every program. And that was actually a sort of hidden way to reduce international influx. But there she decided to do that in a different way, and to change the policy and to make sure that people can integrate as good as possible. That from a general point of view, not a record.
Yeah, it's an important question. The question whether to have a deep immersion course as a minor is something that we have not considered yet. I mean, the offer of the minors is something that's continuously evolving. What is very important is that the students that come from different countries, that they accommodate also to the region, that they are being immersed not only in the culture, but also to remain active within the region, not only as students, but also as participants of society. To think through what a minor entails would also required to think about the intended learning outcomes. I would question that just learning Dutch would not be a sufficient intended learning outcome for the accreditation, but we could test that. But I could think of other ways to implement these kind of strategies as part of an intended learning outcome set for a minor. So I'm more than willing to entertain the idea, but it should be based on the usual criteria that you have for the minors.
One Just one concluding remark that I brought this up in an ICOS meeting, and all city associations were in favor of the idea.
Just sort of recap what I've been telling earlier on this matter. Learning outcomes are very different if you take it to understanding a language on C2 level or speaking it. Again, I want to press the point that it would be very advantageous for all people to start with understanding the language. It would facilitate tremendously also speaking the language, but it would solve a very existent problem once and for all if people learn to understand Dutch at least on a high level. Then we can have discussions, for example, in Dutch, also here, and you speak English, but you understand what we are saying in Dutch. And that point of high level listening to a language is reached much more earlier, talking about learning outcomes, than actually speaking it, so being productive in a second language. So again, I stress this point, you could make a policy of that, also for employees.
I do agree that it's hard to attribute this, but at the same time, if this is going to happen in this university, we have probably the best opportunity to do it now. It's something that's in the vision of the Ministry of Education. If it needs to be done, now is a very good time, and also with the vision for us for internationalization, that's also huge, and I think this massively helps. At the same time, I want to stress that if it's something in addition to the curriculum, in addition to what students study, then it's very, very hard for students to learn language in addition to their full-time study. I've tried that, and it's extremely hard to do that. So we need to some way implement strategies that it sort of follows within the full-time study in terms of hours, but also is not compulsory, because this must remain a choice.
The idea that has been voiced, I think we have taken that to heart. On the one hand, that you've seen also in the way that we've organized ourselves, it is not compulsory at the moment, but we offer the options to do this. Nevertheless, I welcome the idea of looking into your suggestion of taking this into account into the minor system. Although I must admit that it's somewhat on the late end, being in the third year, so you would like to see this earlier, but maybe it remedies some other things, so I welcome the idea, and we have to look into this.
It's at least somewhere to start. The problem with this is intentions are good, but how do you make this in a structured fashion? It's very difficult to put in an intended learning outcome of a program, because that applies to all students, so some students will have a very easy hurdle to jump over. But also the level is also the same. So, same time, minor does not solve yet for master, because there should also be then something for the master, I would expect. The question is in what part, so I think there are many structural problems, and that's where I think also intentions were also a little more changed, because you can have intention, but to get it into law is a little bit more difficult. Are there ways to influence it in a cultural sense? So, at the moment Hamza enters here, he says, I have to learn Dutch because I have benefit from this. Same as for all other students, that Dutch students have to do things in English. So, can we do it in the, is it a cultural sense? At the same time, also being aware that you are more or less from a English acquainted country. I'm not quite sure, but I'm pretty sure there's lots of English already in your country. Well, you come from a country in which it's not the case, then you struggle already with learning English. So it's not a very easy thing to tackle. That's why I say we should look more in cultural items, because that refrains from discussing how to do this structure, because there are so many ifs and buts in that case that we might lose ourselves. And the moment the majority said, I feel this need, in a cultural sense, it would be much more beneficial.
You know, probably know that during the introductory period to kick in, we have paid much more attention this year to towards this issue, to indeed to make sure that also the international students get introduced properly. I agree with the idea that I would voice that that we should make this, and there should be a need and also a possibility to learn Dutch, not only the language but also the way that our society is organized, to be more effective and to feel more comfortable in living in this environment. And this is something that is in part done through the way that it's being handled at particular educational ideas. Understand that also in the way that the students are being grouped together, various programs do this in a different way to also accommodate students properly, up to the idea of extracurricular activities. So there are many things that I see already happening, and it is indeed the right time to intensify this, in the sense that the programs are now working towards internationalization in terms of making sure that the problems and the mindset is coming from an international perspective. But we also should not leave out from this the international part. Is our nation is also part of this international society.
Does the executive board commit to looking into this, or would you recommend that I write a report using the initiation right? Because for me, this is a personal pursuit, and I would like to see where this leads to.
I always welcome ideas of university council members, of students. It would be, I welcome your ideas, let me put it this way.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay.